Sing this song. This is my favorite song. Danny always sings for me. It's a Pow Pow Power Hour.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord. Think about that for a minute.
I see the stars.
Sure we do.
I hear the rolling thunder.
Amen.
That powers through my universe display. Then sings my soul.
That's right. Second to none.
How great thou art. Woo. And sings my soul.
Praise
my Savior God to thee.
Yes.
How great thou art. How great thou art.
Won't that be good? Glory! Go home for the holidays.
With humble adoration and men proclaim, my God have prayed thou on.
Amen.
And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Amen.
How great thou.
Bless his name.
And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Yes.
How great thou art.
Yes, yes.
How great thou art.
Amen. Good job, Sister Sandy. Amen.
That's my favorite song. Daddy used to sing that at my funeral.
Bless you, Sister Sandy. May not have one.
Anybody else?
Well, it may come, but we get there.
That's right.
Amen.
Is that it?
I hope
none of us has a funeral.
Same here, Brother Ed. Amen. Same here. I just soon get on out of the way.
Yeah, you're right.
Ooh. Oh, I'll tell you right now, I appreciate the singing. Sister Bonnie come up there to me and requesting prayer for her son. It's in the hospital. And I know Sue's in the hospital. We want to remember Sister Bonnie's son. We want to remember Sue. And there may be some more, I don't know, but we want to go to God in prayer on their behalf before we have even preached today. And let me say this, I know we're a little church, but even as a little church, we're doing big things.
Yeah.
I praise God and rejoice in my spirit just seeing what God is doing in a little church.
Amen.
And you know, there's no restraint with God to save a few or many. He doesn't put any restrictions on it all. And I praise God for what He's already done in this little church and what He's doing in this little church.
Yeah.
Father, we come to You, Lord, on behalf, Lord, of Sue, Lord, it's in the hospital, and Sister Bonnie's son's in the hospital.
Yeah.
And Lord, I'm sure there are others, Lord, that the Lord need to be remembered this morning, Father. And Lord, You're the one, Lord, that healeth us. You're the Lord God that healeth us. Lord, You're our great physician. Lord, You're our Savior. Lord, You're our high priest. You're our all in all. All that we need, Lord, You supply out of Your riches and glory. And Lord, as much as I'd like to be there right now on their behalf, Lord, You could be there a whole lot quicker than I can. Be a whole lot better for You to be there even than me to be there. And I pray You will. And I pray, Lord, You'd bless. We're so thankful, Lord, to hear about Daryl, Lord, doing better. Father, we just thank You. We rejoice, Lord, to hear, Lord, where You've moved upon prayers where You've answered them. Thank You, Lord, for my wife, Lord, even though she's in the hospital, Lord. It's a good thing. It's going to work out for her good and mine too. We just thank You for all You do. Give You praise and glory. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And like I said, thank You for the good singing. Man, I don't know about y'all. I love good singing. I can't sing a lick, but He still put a song in my heart. I can make a melody. I do that every now and then. I can make a melody. And I appreciate the good singing this morning. And for those of you that can sing, don't quit. Don't let up. Don't go weary in singing. Amen. I'll tell you right now, we need good singing. Amen. Hallelujah. I heard a song this week. I got blessed at hearing it. And the song is Mark Bishop. And he's singing All My Tears in this song. And I really like it. I've driven down the road and I had so many tears I couldn't hardly see to drive. But in that song it says, well, when I die, let's see, when I die, when you, it don't matter where you bury me or something like that, because I'll be home and I'll be free.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good song. And it don't matter where they bury me, man. I will be home, hallelujah.
Right.
And I will be free. We'll take our text this morning from 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter number 3. We're going to read 14 verses there. And we need to get some Bible reading in anyway, hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a lot of things mentioned in this chapter. We're only going to comment on a few of them. But Peter here, he says this second epistle, beloved, that's talking to the church, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. We just have to be reminded every now and then that we're somebody going somewhere and we got somewhere to go. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people going somewhere, but they may not know where they're going. I'm glad I know. Hallelujah. He said, verse 2, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant,
yeah,
of that by the word of God. This is important from here on out. That by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Those scoffers, they're going to get it on the slow train, but they're going to get it.
Yes, that's right.
But beloved, again, he's addressing the church, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years,
yes,
and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Thank you, Jesus.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation, in godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved. You imagine that, all them satellites and junk they've got up there being on fire?
Yeah.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we notice this, according to His promise,
yeah,
look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. We'll stop our reading right there. And I'm preaching today a message, I call this message, Build Back Better. I've had my heart stirred in this direction all week. I wasn't 100% sure, but I'll have to admit, I wanted to preach this message, I'll tell you that. And we'll go to God in prayer. Father, thank You for the precious Word of God.
Yes.
Lord, thank You for what we've just read. And Lord, for we know, Lord, that Your Word is true. Lord, that these things are coming upon the earth. We pray, Lord God, for your blessings, Father, upon the preaching of your word. Lord, we pray, God, Lord, for those that are here, that, Lord, they will hear and receive the great truths of your word. And we pray, Father God, for those that are not here, that will be hearing, Lord, by way of the live streaming or by way of the internet. I pray they give the most earnest heed, Father, to this message, Lord, that we might be able to somehow communicate, Lord, what's on the calendar of God, what events, Lord, are coming upon this world, Lord, that the world might take note and receive this message as it is indeed from the Word of God. And we'll thank you and praise you for whatever you do with this message. Ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, our president, he's got what's called a Build Back Better plan. I looked it over a little bit this morning just to kind of get an idea of what his plan was. And his plan, it's about climate change, and his plan's about immigration, and his plan, you know, is about, better health care and all that stuff, all of it. I'm not going to speak against it, but that climate change, I guess you noticed there was a little bit of climate change in this text right here. They talking about global warming?
Yeah.
Verse 10 talks about elements melting with fervent right. heat.
That's right.
I guess there is going to be some global warming. I'm glad I ain't going to be here when it does. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, things are going to be dissolved. And things are going to melt. And things are going to be dissolved. Verse 12, elements melt with fervent heat.
Yes.
And I don't want to be here with the fervent heat. I'm glad God provided some better thing for us. Amen. But in this message, I want to back up just a little bit. Ever since Adam lost his garden, we've been trying to get it back.
Yeah.
And you know what? We couldn't get it back.
Nope.
Thank God for that second Adam. Amen. But that made in the shade garden spot disappeared in the great flood of Noah's day.
Yeah, that's right.
And even today, they can't determine where it was. I mean, it just changed the contour of the world.
Yeah.
Since it's gone today, we have sorrow and we have sweat.
Yes.
Due to Adam disobeying the commandment of God.
Yeah.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 17 through 19. And we've been tilling the ground of that mistake for years of regret. Genesis chapter 3, verse 23. There have been two curses placed upon this earth.
Yes.
With the hint of a third curse.
Right.
Mentioned in Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. But before the flood, there went out a river of water from the garden of God, Genesis chapter 2, verse 10, and it parted into four rivers. One of them was called Pison. In Genesis 2, verse 11, where there was gold, and the gold of it was good. They can't find it. They'd love to find it. I know how this bunch is. They'd like to find out where that is. But however, the others, it's only mentioned one time in the Bible. And that is Genesis chapter 2, verse 11. But the other three are mentioned quite a bit in the Bible. And the last one is mentioned more than any of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the second one, called Gihon, Genesis chapter 2, verse 13, it compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. And you know what? They might be able to get some idea of where it was because of Ethiopia. The third, Hiddekel, Genesis 2, verse 14, it goes towards the east of Assyria.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mentioned, I think, three times in the Bible. And the second one, Gihon, it's mentioned, I think, two or three times. David built a city next to it.
Yeah.
The fourth one is called Euphrates. Euphrates is mentioned more than any of the four rivers. That's in Genesis 2:14. And God gave part of Eden back to Abraham, which before he became Abraham, he was Abram.
Right.
And that's in Genesis chapter 15, verse 18. God wanted Adam to have this garden. It was in the mind of God for Adam to have this garden, to be able to enjoy All the days of his life, there was plenty of everything there. But Adam, like you and me, didn't take a lot of thought to the Word of God. And by not heeding the Word of God, he lost his home, lost his garden. We've been going downhill ever since. But God did give part of Eden back to Abraham. The river Euphrates is mentioned in Revelation chapter 15, verse 12. And it says, "This river shall be dried up, that the kings of the east might be, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared." Even today, Euphrates is so low that you can walk across it in several places. That'll kind of let you know just how close we are to getting out of here. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've done had it about up to here with fake news. I've had it up to here with all of these lies and propaganda. Man, there's so much stuff going on in our country right now that ought not be going on in our country right now. This woke bunch of junk and that alphabet soup bunch of junk that's going on being taught in our schools, it ought not be so.
Right.
But God has got everything taken care of.
Yeah.
And that long-suffering love of God is waiting right now.
Yeah.
But judgment's still coming. I don't know exactly when it will come. I just know it's coming. I know I've not been appointed unto judgment. I've been appointed unto mercy. I'll take mercy any day over judgment.
That's
amen.
Right.
I remember my mama saying, "I'm going to tell your daddy when he gets home." And I said, "I'll be good." I mean, it took a little motivation, but I got right in line, Miranda. She's a good mom. She keeps them boys. Man, I can tell you right now, she can look at them and they right there immediately, but they straighten right up. That's what they need. The Bible says, "Mischief's bound up in the heart of the child, but the rod of correction drive it far from him."
Yeah.
It said, "A child left to himself will bring his mother shame." Ain't nothing like a good mother, amen?
Right.
Somebody once said, "The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world." I'm telling you right now, my mama got through my thick head. And my dad, if that didn't work, my dad got through my behind. And I tell you right now, I've done some serious dancing. You'd be surprised how good I can dance with good motivation. I've done the high step. I'm telling you right now, he walked me through that house, but he got through. Yeah, it might not have lasted forever, but it lasted a pretty good while. You know, we've kind of lost sight of discipline.
Yeah, that's right.
And I wish my kids was perfect, but I still pray for them. When you read about the book of Job, you read about a very godly man called Job that had an ungodly family.
Yeah.
And he prayed for them, and he said, "It may be they sinned, and I'm praying for them." They sinned while he was praying. God took them out. Yeah. Gave them 10 better ones, amen. I mean, there wasn't none of them more fire than them second bunch you got.
Yeah.
But you know what? You got to pray for them. Whether they do right or not, stand in the gap and pray for them. And if it don't work, confront them. And at least tell them what they're going to be looking at if they don't turn.
Amen.
Right. What they're doing. Right. I don't like confrontation, but every now and then I have to. I don't really like being blunt, but every now and then I am blunt, Eric.
Yeah, man.
When it comes to it, when it calls for it, I will be blunt. I just assume my son done right. But if he don't, simple, I'm still going to pray for him.
Yeah.
I'm still going to try to give him fatherly advice.
Yeah.
And if not, I'm going to say, "Lord, you do something. Now what I'm doing ain't working, amen." But Adam had it made. All of us want to have it made.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to plant our little flower garden. It just tells you we'd miss that garden. We want the house to look good.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to know Adam had it made. He didn't have to do anything, Eric. Mm-hmm. He had it made in the shade. And even with it made in the shade, there was an enemy close by that didn't want him to have it made in the shade, that wanted to rob him of his garden, rob him of his home. And the same goes on with us, Sarah. That's why we've got to be on the watch. That same enemy today, the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm preaching today about build back better. I just want you to know why we got to build back. The reason we got to build back is because somebody gave place to the devil, and he come in and turned the world upside down, and we're still falling from that mistake.
Yeah.
And that's why Jesus had to go to Calvary to right our wrongs.
Yes, Lord.
Now, he's done made the payment for the sins of the whole world. The only thing is, everybody ain't come pick it up. I picked up mine 33 years ago.
Amen.
And I have to admit, best day of my life. Yes. Glory to God. I might have come guilty, but I left forgiven. Amen.
Amen.
I might have come with condemnation, but I left with peace. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, brother, I'd like to go through it again, but once was enough.
Yeah.
I've even tried to work it out, brother Ed. It's just so much peace.
Yeah.
I can be a peace donor, amen.
Yeah, that's right.
I was coming home work one day, Brother Eric. I'd had one of them knock-down, drag-out days. Everything went wrong. And I really had me a little pity party, Bonnie. And as I'm driving home from our Donald and Sons, I worked with Bonnie's husband. And I have to admit, I love William to death. And we talked a lot. He wouldn't let me talk too much about the Lord, but he'd listen a lot.
Yeah.
Because he loved me and I loved him. But anyway, that day I was driving home from Donnelly's, and I was having me just a little bit of a pity party. And Carolyn, on the way home, I come into Glasgow like on 6880, I turn right to go towards home, and I cross the railroad tracks right there by Lee's Bricks there, and there was a woman called in live on the radio. And she didn't give her name, but here's what she said, Eric. She said, "I'm a millionaire several times over. She said, I'll give every penny of it right now for just one night of peace." And I'm sitting there thinking, Jimmy, I'm a whole lot richer than I realized,
yeah,
and a whole lot better off than I realized. And all of a sudden, I got over my pity party just like that.
Yeah.
It was
right.
A done deal.
That's,
I mean,
right.
I went home rejoicing in my Savior all the way home. You know, sometimes if we're not careful, we'll get caught up in the moment,
yeah,
and we'll forget about what we've got to look forward to.
Amen.
When I'm preaching today about Build Back Better, you know, we're only seeing in part.
Yeah.
And we only know in part what God has prepared for us. He,
yeah,
went away to prepare a place for us. And it is a whole lot better down here. Donnie asks me all the time, how do we know we're going to like it? I said, when you get there, you won't have to ask me that question. I mean, when you see what no eye has ever seen,
amen,
when you hear what no ear has ever heard, and when you behold the things that God has prepared, I'm telling you, never has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared waiting for us to behold over there. You'll understand.
Yeah.
God couldn't do it here. Because of the curse,
yeah,
God had to do it there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're on our way. We just ain't got there yet.
That's right.
I'm closer than I was yesterday.
Amen. Yeah.
And we're going to get there by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
But I ain't there yet. But I've heard a little bit about it. Kind of like that Queen of Sheba that came up to Solomon.
Yeah.
And she said it was a true report.
Yeah.
She said, "How be it, the half ain't been told."
That's right.
I'm going to tell you, when we get to see it, Sarah,
yeah,
we'll have to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Half ain't been told.
Yeah.
And we've heard a lot about it. We've heard a lot of songs about it.
Yeah.
We've heard a lot of preaching about it.
Yeah.
And we're all looking forward to seeing it with our own eyes, and we will get to see it.
Yes.
It was in the plan of God,
yeah,
to redeem,
yes,
man from sin, and it was also in the plan of God to get us out of this environment that we're in. Now somebody said, I can't hardly be a Christian there. Listen, if you can't be a Christian there, you can't be a Christian nowhere.
That's right.
That's right.
You know, lots of times up at work, I was kind of wishing God had me in a friendlier environment. But that's where I needed to be, Colonel. They needed light. And that's what I was. I'm light now. I was in darkness before I got the light. But now that I'm in the light, I'm light. And God wants us to shine the light, amen.
Right.
These places that are dark, where the people, you know, the Bible says about Lot, down there in Sodom and Gomorrah, place he probably didn't want to be, but he did end up down there, probably his wife. I don't know. I'm not going to get political here. But down there in Sodom, the Bible said, Lot, that righteous man, he vexed his righteous,
yeah,
soul,
yeah,
from day to day, from their conversation. Neither was he partaker of their evil deeds. I want you to know he was just there. And it probably did have an effect on him. But you know what? Darkness needs light.
Yeah.
Sodom was dark.
Yeah.
Lot gave some light to Sodom. And God, the righteous judge, that Abraham said, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? He did.
Mm-hmm.
He sent Lot down there. I'm glad God sent Lot to me, Bonnie.
Yeah. Amen.
One day, buddy, I saw myself in the mirror of God, lost and undone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, when I saw myself lost, I started seeking the Lord.
Yeah.
Trying to get a refuge for my soul, amen. But in this message today, Build Back Better, it's nothing to do with our president's plan. I'm not being sarcastic today. It's just, you know, his plan is not like this plan at all.
That's right.
He means well, but he's being politically motivated. But this one here, there'll be seven new things in this plan where God's going to build back better.
Yeah.
Now we're going to run over to Revelation chapter 21. And this is mentioned three times in the Bible. It's mentioned in Isaiah. I think it's Isaiah 68, I think. Isaiah 65, I believe, is where it's mentioned at. 65 and 66, it's mentioned. But there's going to be seven new things. There's going to be a new heaven. There's going to be a new earth.
Yeah.
There's going to be a new people. There's going to be a new Jerusalem. There's going to be a new temple. There's going to be a new light. And there's going to be a new paradise. I want you to notice that last one, you get the garden back. But anyway, in this new heaven, John here gets to see what the world wants to see, but he got the exclusives on it. And I guess you could call him the reporter of God. And he's reporting what God's allowed him to see. And he said, "And I saw a new heaven."
Right.
And thank God there is going to be a new one. Boy, they polluted this one so much, I'm expecting it to fall any minute.
Yeah.
I mean, Russia's up there blowing up satellites, hoping for the best. They're trying to build some kind of, spaceship or something to interrupt some kind of so-called comet that they think is going to hit there. All they're going to do is make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're going to send a missile or a spaceship up there to try to deflect a comet that's got a chance of hitting the Earth. Man, I better get shot by 22 with a shotgun any day.
That's right.
I mean, I might survive a 22 with a shotgun.
Yeah.
Man, somebody said about a shotgun, they said, you know, it just lasts that long, you haven't looked at the damage it does. Amen. I mean, I'd rather get shot any day with one bullet than a whole nest full of them. Amen. But he said, "I saw a new heaven. And we'll have a new heaven. The one we've got's a good one. And I like the heaven we got, but this is going to be a brand new one, amen. And it's going to be a new earth. Because the first heaven and the first earth, they're gone. They passed away. There's no heaven, no earth."
Yeah.
You know, people don't realize this. But over here in Revelations, Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 said, "I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them." They're gone. There's no heaven.
Right.
There's no earth at the great white throne judgment.
Right.
All there is a great white throne. And it says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God." I mean, we're talking judgment. Thank God for a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. Yeah. The first heaven and the first earth, they're passed away, and there's no more sea. One thing about the sea is it divides things, you know.
Right.
I worked with a guy, Paul of Might. Paul Might, he was telling me his wife wanted to go. "Well, how are you, Bonnie?" She said, "I don't want to go by plane and I don't want to go by ship." And he said, "You better learn how to swim." I mean, you know what I mean? The ocean, it divides things.
Yes, it does.
The only way to get to Hawaii, you got to take a boat or a plane. Well, learn how to swim and be fast at that, faster than them big sharks, I guess. And I'll tell you what, I don't know about swimming down there with man-eating sharks. Some people, they ain't no problem, but I believe I do. I don't like being on the menu, amen. But, the sea, there's not going to be no more sea. You notice that there in Revelation 21?
Yeah.
There was no more sea. It's going to be all dry ground.
That's right.
Now, there's a reason for that, so bear with me. I know two-thirds of this earth is water.
Yeah.
And two-thirds of our body is water. We got a lot in common with the earth. He said, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people." Going to be a new people.
That's right.
Now, I mean, down here, we got so much prejudice down here. And, Lord, it's a mess.
You know, God's not the all the confusion, Brother Jerry.
No.
There's a lot of people messed up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But they call me a white supremacist just because I'm white.
Yeah,
they don't know a thing about me.
No.
I love everybody. Now, I didn't before I got saved. I might have been one before I got saved. I don't know. It's been a while. But I had a lot of wrongs before I got saved.
Yeah.
Right now, he made those wrongs right.
That's right.
Now, I see through the eyes of Christ. I just see the hurting people. And I see people that need help.
Yeah.
And I want to try to help them. And I want to try to do what I can to fix their hurt. I do. I want to try to help. Because you know what? I'm not what I was. I'm what I am by the grace
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
And now I have a love of God shed abroad in my heart. I look at them in love, but we've got so much prejudice down here.
Yeah, boy.
This is going to be good. I don't know what color we all are going to be, Brother Eric, but I don't know one thing. There ain't going to be no racism in these
things. That's right.
That's right.
We're going to all be in agreement.
That's right.
We're going to all have understanding.
Right.
We're going to all be able to get together, get along. And you know what? No riots, no destruction on nothing. It's going to be just pure harmony.
Yeah.
He said, and they shall be His people. We're going to finally get in the will of God. And God Himself shall be with them. We're going to have God, which we've got God with us right now.
Yes.
I mean, He told me He'd never leave me nor forsake me. I've got Him with Him right now.
That's right.
And God's going to be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And, you know, Barney, bless her heart, she come up here just a while ago, asked me to have prayer for her son. And she's weeping. I'm praying. And down here we weep. Down here we've got sorrow.
Yeah.
But it said there shall be no more death. Brother Eric sang that song, "Gonna Get Up, Gonna Get Up." We ain't gonna have to worry about going to the grave.
Uh-huh.
No more death, neither sorrow, no crying.
Right.
Neither shall there be any more pain. Man, they done that surgery on my wife, and they gave her that little thing to push. She wore it out until they took it away. Well, I'll tell you what, she'd been in so much pain, Carol, it was good to see her.
Right.
Not grimace and pain.
Amen.
I didn't have no problem with that at all. I wish they'd give her two of them. You know what I mean? Pain ain't no fun.
No.
No,
it ain't.
I remember going to the dentist. He said, "What's your biggest concern?" I said, "Pain." He shot me about 5 times with Novocaine. He said, "You feel that?" I didn't know I had a head for 3 days. I couldn't drink water or nothing. I mean, buddy, he done it right. He said, "We can get around that." And he did. I ain't kidding you. Last thing on my mind was pain. Hey, about every tooth out of my head, amen. But I didn't feel it, didn't know it. I'm just enjoying the fact there wasn't no pain, amen.
Yeah.
Not going to be no more pain. Down here, they asked my wife on a scale of 1 to 10, how much is your pain? She'd say 20. Sarah knows what that is. She's a nurse. But people, they have a lot of pain, don't they, Sarah? You try to help them with it, don't you? Yeah. Going to be no more pain. Former things going to be passed away. He to set up upon the throne. Ain't you glad? Let me say this carefully. Aren't you glad that man's not going to be on the throne?
Oh.
Man, we have to suffer the likes of men down here. Hey, look, I don't like it the more you do. But I'm glad God's on the throne.
Yes, Lord.
I'm concerned about where this country's going. I'm concerned about where the world's going.
Yeah.
But I'm not concerned about where God's going, Jimmy.
Amen.
He's on the throne. It's above every throne.
Absolutely.
His name's above all names.
Yeah.
Thank God He's on the throne. Amen.
Amen.
He said, "Behold, I make all things new." And He said unto me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And He said unto me, "It is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him at the thirst of the fountain of water life freely. And he that overcometh," and by the way, we have overcome through him, amen, Romans 8:37, "shall inherit all things." You know, I haven't never really inherited a whole lot in my life. We've always been poor, and I'm not saying that in a negative way. I had everything I needed.
Right.
And, you know, I wouldn't trade places with a billionaire. I wouldn't. You know, we're in a good family, the family of God. We will inherit all things. It'll all be ours through the love of the Father, give through His Son. And He's going to give us all things. Not going to keep any good thing from us. And He said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Man, I got adopted. I ain't against adoption. I've been adopted. Amen. I got adopted in the family of God. Hallelujah. He's my God now. I'm his son now. I ain't got no problem with adoption.
No.
And, you know, the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Brother Jimmy, last Sunday, he came up here and asked me, he said, you mind me asking you a question? I said, no, I don't mind, Jimmy. And he said, what about this verse? He said, I've heard a lot of funerals. And it says, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, because they don't have no part with the second death.
Right.
On whom the second death have no power. And I didn't really think about it at the time that he asked me this, because I think it's a reference to people that died in tribulation.
Right.
But I thought about it afterwards, Bonnie. I ain't even got to worry about the first death. Hallelujah.
Right.
Jesus said, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die, believest thou this?
Yeah.
In John chapter 11. I mean, death is a dead issue. But that's no more dominion over Jesus. And thanks to Jesus, got no more dominion over me.
Right.
You couldn't declare me dead, sir, if you wanted to. So you say, you know, his body's dead, but he's alive forevermore.
That's right. I'm just
telling you, but we just got a lot of things a whole lot better off. And thank God that God's going to build back better. I know if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I've got a better one made without hands, eternal in the heavens. I'm telling you, everything about build back better with God is better. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of seven last plagues, and talked to me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper, clear as crystal. Somebody put a picture back there of Jerusalem. And we're going to have a new Jerusalem.
That's right.
I'll tell you right now, it's going to be ours, amen?
That's right.
By the way, it had a wall great and high, verse 12 says. And verse 14 says, the wall of that city had 12 foundations. It's going to be a pretty good wall, amen? And the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And the wall of the city is garnished with all manner of precious stones. Going to be beautiful, going to be big.
Right.
Going to be plenty of room. New Jerusalem. 12 gates with 12 pearls. Street of that city, verse 21, was pure gold.
Amen.
At least we'll know the TV preachers, they'll be down there gold mining, I guess, while we're rejoicing in the presence of the Lord. They'll be down there trying to dig at the gold, I guess. But not only are we going to have a new heaven, a new earth, be a new people, have a new Jerusalem, but also we're going to have a new temple. Notice that, verse 22. I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple. Right now there's people. Tonight, the Jewish people, tonight is Hanukkah.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And we ain't going to have no temple. There won't be no misunderstanding. There won't be no deception. We're all going to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on down here right now that ought not be going on. But praise God, this Build Back Better plan, not going to be no more temple. Not going to be no more false prophets, false priests, and false teachings. Hey, we're all going to be right here with the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. They're the temple of it. Going to be not only a new Jerusalem, new temple, going to be new light. Verse 23, for the glory of the Lord did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. You know, I don't like paying light bills, but I ain't going to have to pay none here. Carol, we're going to have all the light we want.
That's right.
Now, I've got a camera. It's a digital camera. And it does a whole lot better when it got better light. I mean, if I'm out there in that good sunlight, it takes the best picture ever, Eric. But if I try to take one in the house, it's kind of like Brother Ed's recorder thing there. You know, it probably does better out in the light than it does in here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're going to have perfect light. We're going to have a new light.
Right.
And it's going to be free. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like y'all. I don't like getting a light bill. Right now, I'm worried about a propane bill.
Yeah.
And everything down here has got a price on it. Up there, Bonnie, everything's free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I'm talking about seven things in God's Build Back Better plan. And this last one, this last one is a new paradise. Remember, we started out in a garden.
Yeah.
In verse 20, chapter 22, He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. We're back.
Yes.
We're back in the garden. Amen.
Right.
I mean, I'm just going to tell you, there was trees
in the
garden, and God said of that tree of knowledge, good and evil, not to eat of it. But He also said there was a tree of life in there. And He said, I got to get Adam out before he eats that and lives forever without being redeemed. When God shed those two animals that He made skins, and Proverbs talk about lambs before He clothed, and I do believe He killed two lambs and made Adam and Eve clothing.
Yeah.
But they were redeemed by that shedding of blood. And there's just not going to be... We'll be back in the garden, and it's not going to be, verse 3 said, not going to be no more curse.
That's right.
And I'm looking forward to no more curse. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And this new paradise, we'll love it when we get there. And you know what? We'll be like 360. We made it all. You start right here, and you learn, kind of like Israel going around that mountain. We'll finally get back to where we started from. But in God's Build Back Better plan, there's going to be a new heaven. It's going to be a new earth. It's going to be a new people. And they are going to get along. And a new Jerusalem. A new temple. A new light. And a new paradise. And like I said, in God's Build Back Better plan, man gets his garden back. I don't like losing things. And I do. I lose stuff all the time. I like it when I find them. Amen. I like it when I find where, you know, I misplace things, and sometimes I just lose things and everything else. A man lost his garden in Genesis chapter 3, and in the end, in God's Build Back Better plan, man gets his garden back.
Yeah, that's right.
And hallelujah. I'm just telling you, what we lose down here, God's going to give it back, and even more than what we lost. Amen.
That's right.
I'm telling you, in this Build Back plan that God's got for us, prepared for us, in the plans for us, all are included. You know, I'd hate to get left out of the plan of God. And God plans for all to be there. And He invites all, but all don't come. And all ain't going, but all can come.
Right.
And all can go.
Amen. That's right.
Pilate said, what shall I do with this Jesus?
Yeah.
Which is called Christ. It depends on what you do with that Jesus.
That's right.
Will you get in on this plan? Amen? I mean, this is going to be good. You might mess up down here. You might make mistakes. You might make wrong decisions. I've done that.
Yeah.
I was telling them in Sunday school this morning, I went by Dollar General store to get one of them stingy cords, got all the plug-ins, got the reset on, what you call that, surge protector, like plug-in. I just wanted the plug-ins. I didn't care about the surge protector. But I'm on one side of the aisle there, and I'm able to hear on the other side of the aisle, there's two women over there, and they're trying to get something for their kids for Thanksgiving. She said, look, these are four for a dollar. And best I could tell, that was all they had was a dollar. So I went around the aisle I was in over where they was at, and I said, y'all need some money? And of course, you know, women already mentioned money. She said, yes. And I wish I'd thought, instead of giving them 20, I wished I'd gave each one of them 20. I just wasn't thinking, which is normal for me, but I wish, that's haunted me. I wish I'd gave both of them a 20, because they just lit up. That is going to be able to buy some things they needed to have a Thanksgiving dinner. I may talk about peanut butter and jelly.
Mm.
You know, everybody ain't got it made.
That's right.
But everybody that gets on the plan of God is going to have it made.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know about the Build Back Better plan they got down here. It probably will benefit some, and I'm going to say they probably won't even need it,
yeah,
the ones that will benefit. But in God's benefit plan, everybody
gets benefit.
Yeah. Nobody's excluded.
No.
Right.
And the only way you can miss out on it is if you turn the invitation down.
Mm-hmm.
if you don't, you know, God said all day long, I stretched out my hand, no man regard it.
Yeah.
If you don't regard the fact God loves you, wants you to come and live with Him, all expenses paid on the greatest trip that's ever been offered to anybody, you're included in the number He wants to be on this trip. If you miss it, you won't have no one to blame but yourself.
That's right.
Now, this ain't going to go on forever. Like I said, that river Euphrates right now is low enough that you can walk across it. It ain't going to be long. China is going to come to Israel through the Euphrates River.
That's right.
When that happens, we might still be here. I don't know. I just know I'm going. I know I ain't been appointed under wrath. I know I'm not going through the tribulation because if I did, Jesus had to go through it with me. But I promise you this, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we're going to be gone.
Amen.
We're going to be home. And that's a promise from God.
Yes.
He promised this included us.
Yes, Lord.
I just hope you get in on it. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this message today. I thank you, Lord, for the promises of God that are yea and amen. I thank you, Father, for the sure promises of God, Lord, that, that Lord, eternal life to as many, Lord, has come to you and called upon you, Lord, and ask you, Lord, to be their Savior. Thank you, Lord, God, for so many great, exceeding great, precious promises to us, Lord. Father, I pray you direct this message where it's needed. Lord, I pray the right ones not only would hear it, but I pray, God, Lord, they would hear it with ears of faith, and I pray, God, Lord, they'd receive it, Lord, as it is indeed the Word of God.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, for whatever you do. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we'll ask everybody to stand real quick. I'll get, please, Sister Sharon, Brother Jerry, sing a verse of invitation on him. If you don't need to come, that's okay, but if you need to come, I'm here. Old Brother Eddie can help you. I know God personally. We talked this morning. Amen.
Amen, that's right.